Exciting news, the Planet Peterson store on Shopify is now open. Click the top link in the description to go to Shopify, where you can check out shirts, stickers, digital artwork, and more. Thank you.
I'm going to start with a quote from Jeffrey Schwartz. Are you familiar with Jeffrey Schwartz? He's the professor of anthropology at the University of Pittsburgh and a big-time evolutionist. It was and still is the case that, with the exception of Dobzhansky's claim about a new species of fruit fly, the formation of a new species by any mechanism has never been observed. So my first science question for you is, where
like
is the
in real time? Okay.
Yes, in recorded history, as long as we have, as people, been observing and writing things down, why haven't we observed the formation of a new species?
How long do you reckon evolution suspects that process takes?
It'd be hard to reckon. I mean, there's in my opinion, a lot of holes in the theory.
So do you...
How long... You stand more on an evolutionist side, so how long do you reckon?
Well, longer than one human lifetime, or two, or three, or four, or 10, right? That's the major problem. It's not a thing that happens. It's not Pokemon, right? Similarly, nobody's ever seen a language evolve. Did you know that?
Only read about it. I've never seen it.
Right, but
do you happens, agree? Obviously.
Yeah, it obviously happens, but it's not observable.
Well, I mean, it's recordable, not observable. It doesn't happen at a speed in which you can observe. Like you said, things happen over multiple human lifetimes.
Sure, and changes in organisms is recorded in our fossil record, in our genomes, in our developmental embryology, and things like that. But... I can give you an example of speciation that isn't really observed, but it wasn't exactly observed, but it's the only explanation that makes any sense. And it would have happened like fairly recently, historically, I guess. It's called canine venereal transmissible tumor.
Oh, one more time. What was that?
Canine. I don't know exactly how it goes. It's either canine transmissible venereal tumor. I think that's what it is.
Yeah, I'm big on science. I do like to learn. I mean, just because I'm a creationist doesn't mean I shouldn't learn or believe in science. I mean, from my standpoint, God could very well have intentionally created science. So
canine transmissible venereal tumor is literally, it's cancer that dogs get, and they get it on their weenies on their vulvas, but it's contagious. Now, what that means is that the cancer, although it's a parasite, it's its own living organism. But where does cancer come from? Well, cancer comes from it's a product of the histology of the organism itself. It came from dogs, but it has now changed to the point where it's its own self-replicating parasitic organism.
Okay. All right, well, I'm not familiar with it, so I'll have to do some research on that. I can't exactly speak on it. But are you familiar with the laws of thermodynamics?
I think so.
So you understand the second law of thermodynamics. The law of entropy is, by any measure, one of the most universal, best-proved laws of nature. It applies not only in physical and chemical systems, but also in biological and geological systems. In fact, all systems without exception.
Yeah, which is why trophic levels decrease as you go up.
Right. No exception to the second law of thermodynamics has ever been found. Not even a tiny one like conservation of energy, the first law. The existence of a law so precise and so independent of details of models must have a logical foundation that is independent of the fact that matter is composed of interacting particles. Correct?
Except for dark energy, but whatever.
So, that would mean... More specifically, the second law of thermodynamics states that as one goes forward in time, the entropy, degree of disorder, of any isolated or closed system will always increase, or at least stay the same. Isn't that counterintuitive to the theory of evolution? I mean,
No.
The theory of evolution would say that they would become more organized and more precise. That's kind of the point in evolution.
What? What organism is more precise than an organism? And what the hell does that even mean? Nothing? Okay. He left!